Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, just, you know, quickly before we begin, I know it's been a crazy weekend, and I've been a little bit off the grid because my baby Stoney graduated college. I went to UNLV, my husband went to UNLV, my brother went to UNLV, my best friends have gone to UNLV, and Stoney, my older of the two boys, is at UNLV. And then Brocky is currently at UNLV. So we come from a UNLV, University of Nevada, Las Vegas, family. And so we're rebels, and we're rebels to the end. And so it's been a great school, and my son graduated, we believe, magna cum laude. He was cum laude, but with his grades this semester, which were even higher, we think he made magna, which beats me. But he's always wanted to do it. I'm like, I hope he beats me, because honestly, he, you know, trust me. You know, please, my reputation in college has a lot to, please supersede it. And he has. And I'm just, you know, he got to wear a lei, and he got to have his A pie, and he had cords, and he had all sorts of stuff on him. You know, I thought, you know, wearing a bra and needing to fill a bra was heavy. He now got to feel like what that was like because he had all these things over his shoulders when he was graduating. Interestingly, with graduation, they don't give you anything in your hands, like you never really get your diploma. It's too difficult to organize the thousands and thousands of diplomas. So when you go to graduation, they give you like a fake holder. They give you your holder, and then you get your diploma in the mail. So they didn't really do that. And so, which was, I guess, good, because then, you know, he could with his hands, and he kind of do this little dance thing, or I don't know what he did, you know, and the mahalo, and who knows? So, you know, he had a good time, but my baby got through, and I'm really so proud of him because I started lactating. I was like, oh, my God, hey, which was good because we got the baby formula shortage, so I'm going to see if any milk bank could use my milk, although I'm pretty sure my milk has to go through an ultra, ultra filtration process, but we're going to talk about that another time. So his friends put together, you know, wanted him to party and wanted, you know, and so I got them a room. I got them one of the penthouse suites, which wasn't as expensive as, you know, these, like, hangover, at the Rio Suites and Hotel. And it was, like, a two-story, and there was a bar area, there was a dining area where you could bring food, there was an upstairs, downstairs, there was a potty downstairs, there was a potty upstairs, and I'm like, look, I got the room. You know, we'll get some food, and your friends do the rest. And his friends, man, they got the DJ, they got a light show, they had a hula hoop. Okay, now remember, I'm Gen X, so what did we do in the 70s and 80s? We hula hooped. You know, we did it around the neck, we did it around the waist, we did it around the feet. These guys knew how to hula hoop like it was 1972. And they had light show, and it was really interesting because, you know, Stone said, you know, you could have some of your, you know, boomer friends if you want. Even though I'm a Gen X, which is fine. And, you know, we have family friends. So we had some of our very, very close family friends that watched him grow up, or, you know, he's super close to over there. And, you know, you can tell DJ knew to play our kind of music. I'm like, oh, my God, look at this. We're cool. You know, look at this. You know, this is the music they listen to. And you're looking at some of the Gen Zs coming into the party going, okay, what's the vibe? And they're like, look, just wait. Just wait till the boomers leave, and then the vibe is going to change. It's going to change. And I got in an adjacent room, so the room was theirs, you know, so I'm like, okay, we'll just go there because this is your party, you know, thank you for letting us hang out. And so, you know, so they did kind of, you know, the older music, a little bit of heavy metal, and then all of a sudden it went totally EDM. And I love EDM, so I was totally fine with that. But, you know, they had it organized. They had the beer pong organized. They had the place cleaned up. I mean, I kind of did mommy cleaning because I brought confetti and I wanted to clean up the confetti and things like that. But for the most part, nobody wrecked the place. Nobody, you know, these Gen Zs, I don't know if it's because us older individuals keep yelling at them, like, you know, when you party, you know, because remember, us Gen Xs, we had the parties where there would be fires, where there would be some sort of, I don't know, free base ignition and living rooms up in, I don't know what the heck happened. And so, you know, the 80s and the 90s were full of parties that basically took out power grids. And so me growing up, I would always scream at the kids, you're not partying. If you do party, it's going to be very, going to be very organized, very choreographed, no police, nothing. And, you know, for a hotel to not have to have security, you know why I don't think the security came with the hotel? Because there was a frat party on the same floor. And we saw them in the elevator because I had to get people up the elevator to get into the key. So there were all these guys. And I was like, are you for Stone's party? Or no, we're Sigma Kappa or whatever. So they were part of a fraternity party. And I'm like, okay. And they had a DJ. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, remember how I said, you know, if there's a shark attack, the only thing you need to be able to do is swim faster than your buddy. Right? You know, so same thing with... Sorry. Same thing. No, I've told you guys how to fight off a shark. But we all know, you know, same thing with the police. If the police are coming and they're trying to pull somebody over for speeding, you just have to be faster than the guy they're pulling over for speeding. So same thing with the party. You just have to have the party that isn't as, you know, don't ping the radar, sort of thing. So anyway, so all I know is I'm really, really impressed. I just big shout out. Ponfuego, my son's friend is a baker. And he did did all the desserts. I mean, we're talking, comes in with trays of desserts. Curry's did the food. We had Mediterranean food thanks to Curry's. Thanks to Jack Daniels and Tito's because their bottles were somehow in the room also. And then, the DJ was Nathaniel. So, big shout out. I want to thank you guys for all the, you know, I wish I could have invited everybody, but it was his party. And, thank the grown-ups that hung out with me, while going through there. So today we're going to be talking about some of the mass shootings, how we're starting to see what we have seen symptoms of for a while, but we're going to start to see it more often. It's going to seem like every day or every other day there's something going on. We are starting to see people take advantage, pressure cooker sort of personality, and, you know, sadly, we had a really, really tragic weekend, so we're going to talk about that. We're also going to keep you guys closing on what's going on with the Ukraine war, as well as health care, so don't go away, 1-877-DOCTOR. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Doc Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So it was sadly a very bloody weekend with a California church shooting as well as a supermarket shooting in Buffalo, New York. So starting with, and I apologize here, we're having a little bit of an issue with our computers here. The Laguna Woods church shooting, it looks like the suspect has been ID'd, and it is a gentleman that was from Nevada. I don't understand, you know, why. We in Nevada, we try to train people well, and we try, you know, shooting is bad. Don't even think about going to a church. You are going to be hogtied. You are going to find yourself into a heat of hurt. Don't even mess with the churches. And churches have been on alert because of the Roe v. Wade protests, and people have been concerned that there were going to be these mass demonstrations that were going to, you know, affect Roe v. Wade. Sadly, though, somebody got to a California church, killed somebody, wounded multiple others, And this was, I believe, at the lunch, kind of the lunch event after prayer. One person dead, five wounded, four have been critically injured after a shooting Sunday in a church in Laguna Woods, California. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Department, all victims and adults were en route to the hospital, and sadly, one victim is deceased at the scene. Another person had minor injuries, and it's David Chow, 68 years old, of Las Vegas, Nevada, was named as a suspect Monday. I'm not sure if I know him. I'm going to take a look because, you know, being in Vegas, you end up, look at what happened with the, World Trade Center. You end up coming across, sadly, very weird people. Let me see. Definitely not a Facebook friend. Nope, can't find him. There's a... No. I'll find out and I'll let you know. There seems to be a fake account of him. So I'll keep you guys posted because we want to know more about why a 68-year-old who should be a senior or starting to enjoy going into his senior years, starting to retire, why would he choose to go across state lines and start shooting people up? He was booked on one felony count of murder, five felony counts of attempted murder. This is what the department said in a tweet. And according to CNN, the shooting happened at the Geneva Presbyterian Church during a lunch reception to honor former pastor of a Taiwanese congregation that uses the church for its worship services. Many, many times churches will rent out or let people use their facilities. I don't blame them. It's a great idea where, you have a facility sitting there. You might as well allow a lot of people to use it. It's a beautiful facility. And so police have the suspect in custody. They believe he is Asian, and investigators are working to determine whether he has any connections to the church or its congregants. Right now, no motive. The suspect was detained at the scene after a group of people at the church were able to hogtie his legs with an extension cord and confiscate at least two handguns from him. That group of churchgoers, they said, displayed what we believe is exceptional heroism in interfering or intervening to stop the suspect. So the victims included four Asian men, 66, 75, 82, 92, and one Asian woman, 86. The identity of the decedent will be released soon. 30 to 40 people were at the reception, and California Governor Newsom is working closely with local law enforcement. He said, no one should have to fear going to the place of worship. Our thoughts are with the victims, community, and all those impacted by this tragic event. And the Taiwanese congregation became a sister congregation at Geneva Presbyterian Church about 5-6 years ago. Always holds a lunch at their Sunday morning service. That's according to Laguna Woods Mayor Pro Tem Cynthia Connors. So, and we're going to also talk about the Buffalo shooting, but when these people have completely lost their mind and they are, of the mindset that they want to do a mass shooting, they do look for predictability, and one of the most predictable institutions would be schools. We are in school this session. It's a very highly publicized calendar, and same thing with church. Church servicers publicize it on their billboards. You need to know. So people want to go, okay, there's a church service. I want to come at, 7 p.m. or for Saturday night mass or, morning mass next day. So the vulnerability that schools or churches, synagogues, mosques have is the consistency or the predictability. I believe all places of worship should not only have security, but have a congregant plan. And I know, we get mass shooting training at work and, they tell us, where to run and then, what to do to shut the lights off and close, if you're in a classroom or whatever, you shut the lights so nobody thinks anybody's in there. They think it's a dead classroom, put things up against the door, anything you could use as obstacles. But we never really teach how to stop an assailant. Well, the reason why is the liability is too high. If you say, okay, what you need to do is somebody needs to come from behind, somebody needs to foot sweep, somebody needs to charge. If somebody gets shot, there's the liability. So what's been happening is people of their own saying, look, this is what we're going to do. If somebody takes him down, we're going to jump him. But, you know, we don't go through trainings like a lot of people in the military or in Israel. You know, since almost everybody in Israel has gone through the military, you know, they're a lot more comfortable, taking down a mass shooter. And I wonder if this is some of the training that needs to be done. You know, where, you know, look, guys, you know, this is what we're going to do. We're going to have, you know, service. And as we live in a world with some real crazies, if somebody comes in, all right, this is the plan. If they come in through this door, all right, what is the plan? And I think what they did is they threw a chair at him. And I think that was able to, and, you know, that's really hard, you know, when you have pews and things like that. But if they were in the reception, you know, then somebody was able to take a chair, hit him with it, you know, then get the guns, and then hog tie him. And, you know, so when you have one single shooter, it's a lot harder when there's multiple shooters. You know, they're coming from a variety of angles. But, you know, most of these mass shootings, sadly, are done by a single person. And I really do believe that there are multiple ways, and maybe just because of, you know, my father teaching me, and, you know, there's multiple ways to de-escalate, there's multiple ways to neutralize a threat. It's just, it takes somebody with cojones to say, okay, look, guys, we're going to come up with a plan, and, you know, we can't be liable if it goes wrong. But is this a plan we all agree on? Or getting training, saying, look, you know, when all else fails, you know, because that's what they do. It's interesting. When you learn these techniques on what to do if there's a mass shooter, they don't necessarily teach you, per se. They don't go that far as to what to do. You know, Krav Maga, whatever. They teach you how to run. They teach you how to make a barricade, which is fantastic training. But I really do think that there has to be people that know how to do that next step, because that's what stops the shooter. You know, God bless our police. You can call the police will be on their way, but by the time the police are on their way, these kids that are shooting up schools or supermarkets or whatever, they're already going up and down, you know, hallways, aisles, and by the time the police come, I mean, you know how fast it takes for a semi-automatic to, you know, unload it. And sadly, there could be a lot more casualties. So it's going to take somebody being able to, you know, and I'm not advising because that's not my expertise. But my guess is there would be churches or, you know, these institutions would have to come up with ways where somebody distracts and then somebody comes up from behind. Or somebody uses a missiled decoy or a projectile to hopefully distract them long enough for somebody to be able to take them down, and then you're going to have multiple people disarm them. Sadly, remember, these people fight, and they got their things locked on them, and they've got multiple weapons. You remember that one Walmart where four or five officers tried to hold him down, and he ended up getting shot in the head because one of the customers said, he's got a gun. So he saved the officer's life. But, you know, we've seen, just like with George Floyd, four officers couldn't keep him down. So we have, you know, understand that it's going to have to take people with strength. And, you know, I mean, don't get the 105-pound person who's never taken any sort of combat course. Congratulations to the congregation, because they really did save lives. And I'd like to see more training and more, you know, last-ditch efforts. God forbid something like that happens. 1-877-DUCK-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Price of gas is soaring. AAA reporting the national average for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. Nowhere is it more expensive than California, where drivers are paying $5.98 a gallon on average. As far as why he believes prices are so high, Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
He thinks he can run the greatest economy, the most powerful economy in all of human history, without fossil fuels. And that's one of the main reasons why the prices at the pump are so high.
A new NBC News survey finding just 39% of people surveyed approve of President Biden's job performance. You're listening to USA Radio News. At least one person is dead and five others are hurt after a church shooting in Southern California. The Orange County Sheriff's Department saying a lone gunman opened fire at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Hills. Police say the suspect is in custody. A federal judge is determining the legality of the White House's attempts to end the pandemic-era border policy, Title 42, which makes it easier to kick out illegal immigrants based on concerns of them spreading COVID-19. There's bipartisan support to keep the policy in place as Border Patrol expects immigration to get out of control if Title 42 ends. But Rio Grande City, Texas Mayor Joel Villarreal says the situation is out of control right now.
The influx is already here. We are seeing troops gathering on the southern side of the Rio Grande River. And yes, cartels are profiting from this trade.
USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the gunman who killed 10 people at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York this weekend planned further attacks after the mass shooting. This was not going to be a one-off. And that's a very interesting psychological picture because many people that do decide to, you know what, I'm going to end these people's lives. I don't care what happens to me. They sometimes have suicidal thoughts themselves. They're like, when I go, I go. And then they turn the gun on themselves, even before police come. So the fact that this gunman felt that he had a quest is a much different psychological profile when you look at when you look at these types of suspects. What blows my mind is he's only 18 years old. He's 18. His name was Peyton Gendron. And also, this was very well planned. Not very well planned, but this was strategically planned. This wasn't a, you know what, I'm mad, I'm just going to shoot people up. This appears to be a very strategic, I want to mow down people. As well as when you look at who he killed, it appeared to target the black community. And he disguised himself as a homeless person, from what I understand, the day before. So this is somebody who, obviously it's looked upon as a hate crime, and should be, but this, you know, he planned this out. This wasn't a, I'm on a whim, I'm on a, you know, I was wronged. A supermarket, and again, supermarket vulnerable, even though it might not have the consistency in terms of the same people coming, it does have a consistency of it's open, it's not usually, you know, full of high security, because, I mean, it's a whole big store, it's a large store, so how many security guards would be on site, you know, so, and again, 18 years old, to me, he's a teenager. This occurred in Buffalo, New York. Chanel Teague, manager of Topps Friendly Market in Buffalo, claims the suspected gunman, Peyton Gendron, visited the store on Friday disguised as a homeless person. She said he was acting like he was homeless and needed change. He really was checking out the store. Buffalo Police Commissioner Joe Gramaglia confirmed the allegations, noting Gendron, 18 years old, who lives here 200 miles away from Buffalo, made multiple stops in the area the day before the massacre. He was in the Buffalo area. He was right in this area the day before. We have identified some of the locations that he was at. We know he did some reconnaissance on the area and the store. Gendron allegedly opened fire at the supermarket on Saturday afternoon. He killed 10 people, injured 3 others, and he surrendered to police. This was outside the store. 11 of the shooting victims are black. The teen claims to identify as a white supremacist. And he issued several, quote, clear and hate-filled statements about his motive and state of mind following the arrest. According to BBC News, he planned to keep driving and, quote, shoot more black people. That's according to Buffalo's police chief, told U.S. media. Mayor Byron Brown said the suspect arrived in Buffalo intending to take as many black lives as possible. There was a manifesto, we believe, 180-page document, authored by the attacker, Peyton Gendron, in which he describes himself as a fascist and a white supremacist. Questions are being asked about how he was able to carry out the shooting. He said, Governor Kathy Hochul, I want to know what people knew and when they knew it. So FBI officials have confirmed, according to BBC, that the gunman spent a day and a half in hospital undergoing a mental health evaluation last year after he wrote that he wanted to commit a murder-suicide in a high school project. Well, that was only a day and a half. No criminal charges resulted from the incident because he made, quote, generalized threats. He does not appear to have remained under watch by authorities. Mr. Gramaglia told U.S. media that there was no evidence to suggest he wanted to target a second store on Saturday if he had not been stopped. It was a semi-automatic. The gun store owner who sold the semi-automatic used in the attack told several U.S. Outlets that no alert came up when he ran the suspect's name through a government background check system. And again, here's the thing. These are younger teenagers. Now, you know, every time this happens, somebody brings up, are we seeing a Asperger link? Are we seeing a autism link, a borderline personality link, an oppositional defiant link? Are we seeing some common threats? And we have no idea what his medical, diagnosis was. And, you know, when you have these younger kids, like that Adam Lanza or these other school shooters that decide to just, you know, and they're kids. These are kids. You know, you're like, how could you hate humanity so much? How could you become a white supremacist? How could you become a racist? How could you do that? How could you become a killer? You don't know. And so we don't know what underlying, we really need people to, sadly, and it's not going to be very politically correct, look at all of these younger shooters and find psychological pictures or profiles or even medical or phenotypical. And again, but it's, you have to be careful, as I said, because, you know, you have so many people that have, depression or anxiety or oppositional defiant or ADHD. You know, somebody said, don't a lot of these people take ADD medications? Well, a lot of people take ADHD medications. It doesn't mean they're going to end up being killers. You know, a lot of people are on the spectrum. Doesn't mean they're going to, you know, turn out to be, you know, a mass murderer. Most, you know, people on the spectrum are amazing, beautiful, loving people. So we have to be very, very careful. But I wouldn't be surprised that there might be a recurring theme. And that if there is, there needs to be maybe some extra screening. You know, we've always talked about these people when either if they've died or if they've stayed alive and have been interviewed, where family members or classmates say, they were weird. Okay, well, define weird. Well, they were to themselves. Or they didn't have a lot of friends. Or they didn't, anybody with psychosis or schizophrenia or depression or anxiety or body odor or leaking periods, they're going to isolate themselves. You know, the isolation part, it's a common thread, but it doesn't necessarily help us diagnose, you know, what that person has or what that person could be. But you do constantly hear people say, look, they didn't have a lot of friends. They were, if somebody kind of has an attitude or a murderous attitude, I'm sure other people, they're not the most friendly, you know, church going, you know, hang out with me, you know, sort of people person. So we do have to be careful about, you know, where we go next in terms of, you know, trying to look at them and say, well, gosh, he looks like he's a borderline or he looks like he's this. You need to be careful with that. But I would like to know what similarities all these, you know, Jared Loughner that shot up the Aurora, Colorado, Dark Knight Batman shooting. It was at home. Jared Loughner was, I'm sorry, the Tucson shooter. It was, I forget, Holmes. Yeah, that was the one that did the Aurora, Colorado shooting. But it'd be very interesting to, you know, you look at all these people, these mass shooters, and find out what are some underlying threads. Sadly, though, racism, white supremacy, the idea of, you know, I'm going to shoot people, you know, vulnerable with a grocery store shopping. I mean, it's tragic. It's sickening. It's disgusting. And again, it happened in New York. New York isn't the most liberal with, you know, guns. So we have a mental illness problem, and we really need to address that. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit COVIDMoveAhead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you guys got COVID, right? I told you guys that, you know, baby Omicron, grandbaby Omicron's coming, and you are ticked. Right? You didn't want to get the Omicron when it hit in December, January. You didn't want to get Delta. You didn't want to get Alpha. And most of us got by. We got our vaccines, we did the masks, we social distanced if we could, or we had good immunity. Now, there's some of us superhumans that didn't even get any of the COVID, or if they did, they didn't notice it. But most of us that were able to sneak by, very fortunately with God's help, because, man, we lost over a million people due to COVID, we got hit when Omicron came. So Omicron was the sneaky one. Omicron was able to kind of figure it out. Then we had the decision to boost or not to boost. A lot of you guys got boosters. And I think, you know, the boosters do help boost the immunity. I think it's really high time we get a vaccine that's not 3 years old, you know, for a three-year-old virus. I'd really like to do what we do with the flu shot, where we update it every year. But I do think it does boost the immunity. But another thing that boosts the immunity is us being exposed naturally. Now, I don't want anybody to purposely get exposed, because I really think this virus does some weird stuff. In fact, there was a study saying some of our cells explode because of COVID. Well, viruses do cause your cells to lyse, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But we have a study saying contracting the Omicron variant while fully vaccinated could, quote, boost your immunity to the extent that it could fight off a variety of coronavirus variants, according to new research. Well, duh, this is something we've been talking about since day one. Natural immunity as well as vaccine immunity could be some of the strongest. But when we brought up natural immunity, that was considered disinformation. Nobody was allowed to bring up natural immunity. And, you know, you're like, well, then how did we live before the days of vaccines? I mean, there's, you know, obviously natural immunity does something. So now we have more studies saying, look, the combo or the hybrid might really boost your immunity. The findings were revealed in two U.S. studies from the University of Washington and from vaccine producer BioNTech, Pfizer and BioNTech. If backed up by real-world data, this could be a sign that millions of vaccinated people who contracted the Omicron variant are unlikely to become seriously ill from another COVID-19 variant soon. They say the studies examined blood samples from people who've had COVID and then received two or three vaccine doses. They also looked at blood taken from people who contracted the Delta and Omicron variants after receiving two or three vaccine doses. Other participants were vaccinated and boosted, but never had COVID. And then the last category was those who contracted the virus but were never vaccinated. The findings show that the antibodies detected in vaccinated people who contracted Omicron outperformed those in all the other categories. Because I know the next question somebody has is, well, what about just natural immunity all the way? And I told you, studies have kind of been mixed on if those, you know, those people that had Omicron, you know, if their antibodies lasted. And so it is, trust me, you know, you are getting some sort of immunity every time you get sick. But it seems to me that the vaccine plus the natural in these studies are showing some of the highest values. Now, I get it. One of these studies came from BioNTech. BioNTech is a vaccine producer. So, the study from University of Washington might be a little bit more objective than a study coming from a vaccine manufacturer. But based on what I've seen and based on how I feel, I really do think the combo works. What you guys, though, want to know now is, do you get the booster if you had COVID? And, you know, it's tough because public health officials are saying, yes, get the booster when we tell you to. It's going to increase your immunity. And it can't. It does boost your immunity. How long has been debatable. Maybe it's a couple months. Maybe it's... But many of you, and I get this because I sometimes feel this way too, after having Omicron in January, and I don't know what has been happening the last couple weeks, you know, but with everything we're exposed to, if we are getting immunity boosts, is then the booster on top of that moot? You know, is it, and so that's kind of the study we want to know. If you were vaccinated, then you got Omicron, then you got baby Omicron or grandbaby Omicron, do you need to boost? Or is the natural antibodies that you made with Omicron enough? Well, to answer that, what they're going to have to do is guess what the next variant's going to be. If Omicron is now going to steer the new variant lineage, then your previous Omicron might protect you. They'll have to see how long those antibodies last. If the antibodies go down, then you might need a booster again in the summer or whatever. So it all depends on how long the antibodies last, and it all depends on what the future variants are. But remember I told you Israel had a study saying Delta's going to make a comeback. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Because Delta killed. Omicron kills too, but not to the degree that Delta or Alpha did. And the wild type. So if our vaccines and the spike protein has a little bit more of a semblance to older versions, those are going to protect you more. But if they're not protected against the spike protein mutations to that degree, then, you know, so that's it's confusing. So it basically is based on what the new variants are going to be, how much your natural immunity lasts from Omicron. For those of you guys, and listen, and here's the thing, you know, I mean, I see both sides of this. I try to tell you guys both sides. I love natural immunity, but we got to be honest. So many of us got Omicron December, January, and then April, May, we got baby Omicron. If natural immunity was 1,000%, why did so many people get sick again 3 months later? Either A, the natural immunity starts to wane. B, it's working. You know, it's keeping us out of hospitals, but we're just still getting sick and milder. You know, or C, the virus is outsmarting the previous variant. So, you know, same thing with vaccines. You know, everybody goes, Dr. Dahlia, I got vaccinated, so why did I get COVID? Well, that doesn't mean the vaccine didn't work. It means that the vaccine prevented, lessened the severity. Which, again, the early misinformation that we were getting from public officials and Biden was if you get the vaccine, you're good. Not entirely. You know, so people got the vaccine and they were running around naked, you know, and whatever, and figuratively, and they're like, oh, no, I'm not going to get sick. Yes, you can still get sick. Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean you can't carry the virus, which is why I had a big problem with all the mandates. Because you're telling me that you could, you know, somebody got a vaccine, they could go to work because they won't spread the virus. People who got vaccinated can spread it. So I think the disinformation wasn't coming from those of us going, can we really talk about natural immunity? Can we really talk about, you know, who's spreading it? Because you guys are just saying it all has to be vaccinated and the unvaccinated are the ones making this worse. Well, you know, vaccinated people could spread it too. So somebody has to do, you know, somebody has to stop spreading the misinformation, but it's on all sides. So my recommendation to you all is talk to your medical provider. And my recommendation to the public health officials is get antibody tests. Let us get antibody titer tests. For those of us contemplating getting another booster shot or not, let us take an antibody test, and if we have high antibody titers, save that shot for a country that is underserved. You know, don't waste it on somebody who already has a lot of antibodies. 1-877-DOC.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.